In the heart of the savannah, there lived a wildlife tracker named Professor Chucklefoot. While his official title suggested a certain level of seriousness, there was nothing ordinary about this tracker. He had a knack for finding the humor in the animal kingdom's most peculiar moments. One sunny morning, Professor Chucklefoot embarked on what he considered a typical tracking expedition. Little did he know, the animals of the savannah had something extraordinary in store for him. As he ventured deeper into the bush, he stumbled upon a scene that would have left anyone else dumbfounded. There, beneath a towering baobab tree, was an African elephant, Benny the Bongo Maestro. Benny had strapped a set of bongo drums to his trunk and was performing a one-elephant band show. He had a top hat perched jauntily atop his head, and his enormous ears rhythmically swayed to the beat. Chuckling to himself, Professor Chucklefoot couldn't resist joining the impromptu concert. He began to dance the wildest jig the savannah had ever seen. And the animals around them couldn't help but join in. It was a riotous spectacle of dancing zebras, twirling giraffes, and a bongo-playing elephant that had the entire savannah in stitches. "I must say, Benny," Chucklefoot said between laughs, "you really know how to shake up the savannah." Quote, Benny the Bongo Maestro gave a hearty trumpet in response, and the music continued until the savannah sun began to dip below the horizon. But that was just the beginning of Chucklefoot's wild adventures. On another day, he encountered a rather peculiar crow named Crooner. Crooner had a voice that rivaled the greatest opera singers of all time. And he wasn't afraid to use it. Chuckling at the unexpected talent of this feathered friend, Chucklefoot pulled out his binoculars and observed as Crooner belted out arias from his perch atop a thornbush. Other birds gathered around, tweeting their approval, while even the stoic lions and cheetahs couldn't help but purr in delight. Chuckling to himself, Chucklefoot applauded Crooner's performance. "Bravo, Crooner. You're a bird with a voice that could make a wildebeest weep." Quote, Crooner fluttered down and bowed graciously before replying, "Why, thank you, good sir. You're not so bad yourself." From that day forward, Professor Chucklefoot had a newfound appreciation for the hilariously unexpected moments that the savannah had to offer. Whether he was dancing with Benny the Bongo Maestro or enjoying a serenade from Crooner the Crow, he knew that the wild was full of surprises, and the best way to experience it was with a hearty laugh. As Chucklefoot continued his trekking adventures, he couldn't help but wonder what other comical encounters the savannah had in store for him. One thing was certain, with his sense of humor and an open heart, every day in the wild was an opportunity for laughter and wonder.